This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here. The prize is you, and you're listening to the DJV program. Jennifer is off today. Victoria Keelan has bronchitis, thankfully not pneumonia. So Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company, and our own pal Rich McFadden here as well to help us enjoy the things going on in the world today that we can talk about with. You'll get a kick out of it. Richie knows me better than anybody who's here. Victoria and I have known each other for a long, long time. You know me well. And The Simpsons is not always on the top of my list. But I noticed Bart and the cereal, he was digging into a cereal box, and Marge says, the cereal is the prize. And I thought how, I guess, opportunistic to think about. You know, you're always looking in the box for what's in it. You know, there's a, what is there, some kind of a little toy or
right.
something. The reason to buy the cereal isn't the toy in the box, it's the cereal, stupid.
Thank you for finishing that.
Life. Life, life, life. Live your life. It's a collective every day. Moving along. All right, let's get to some people in the news, shall we? Angela Merkel. Am I pronouncing that correctly? That's pretty close, right?
Angela.
Yeah.
Angela. Why? We used to be Angela, what happened? Did she just tell everybody this is how I pronounce my name, or did she change how it was pronounced?
Nine. I don't think it was ever Angela. I think everyone just said it incorrectly. Yeah. And eventually she got fed up with that.
Really?
She was always Angela.
Always. Yeah. All right, so she's not going to run again for the job that she has now, German Chancellor.
How many times can she run?
And she's stepping down. Well, her term is over in 2021. I don't think she's a spring chicken. She's got to be in her 70s. She's been the leader of the Christian Democratic Union for 18 years.
Nope. She's not in her 70s.
She's not? How old is she?
No.
She is 64.
I think early 60s.
Yeah, 64.
All right, so is it a bad move if I say she looks older than that?
I could say that.
Huh?
I think so.
It's a bad move? Is it going to offend somebody if I say that?
Looking at a picture of her now. She does not look 70, but I get you. She doesn't look 60 either.
No. Right.
I think it's a tough job.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a tough job. All that stuff is tough.
Yeah.
Look at
pictures
Obama.
Of any incoming versus outgoing
yeah.
presidents.
Yeah. Look at, that's a tough
look at
job,
all
man.
Of them, man. It takes its
yeah.
toll.
Yeah, it sure does. George Bush looks better now than he did when he got out of office. Obama is beginning to relax a little bit. Clinton looks like
death.
He's a lot older. Oh, my God.
He looks terrible.
Terrible. Okay,
well, he's a vegan now, and I think, you know, maybe he's too healthy. Am I allowed to say that?
You can say that if you want. Sure. Why not? Here's Michael Avenatti coming into the focus, the litigator who is famous for representing Stormy Daniels. Well, he's got a political action committee, Richie, called the Fight Pack.
Great.
And he's gearing up for a presidential run in 2020. However, and this is a big however, questions over his personal finances could become a sore spot if he decides to hit the campaign trail.
What a shock.
As creditors have pursued him and former people he'd worked for are after him because apparently he hasn't always done what he said he was going to do. He owes millions in unpaid taxes and judgments that have come against him, according to court documents and filing. What did this guy think? He was going to take all these pokes at everybody and nobody was going to look into him? He got to be nuts.
Well, this is good because considering the number of questions there are about President Trump's finances, and then if Avenatti runs, the number of questions there'll be about his finances. Maybe we could have the debate of the finances.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to get beyond first base.
Nobody would have to take the Ambien that night.
He is a ambulance chasing dirtbag.
Yeah, he is a dirtbag. He owes $1.2 million to Orange County in taxes. He owes another $1.2 million in federal taxes. Let's see, one lien filed earlier this year was for $308,000. Another one showed a balance of $903,000 in local claims. And then civil court filings show him he apparently is a hard liver, loves the luxuries of life, likes to jet around in private jets, race speed cars, is friends with a Saudi prince.
Who cares about that?
Private jets and hang around with the Saudi prince. Once again, these are things of agreement in the debate with the current president.
Really? Well, you say that sort of smugly.
There's no debate there. I mean, we need issues where they don't have
I can't even begin to imagine that he would get anywhere in any kind of political race. The guy is out of touch with reality.
He's just slimy. I don't mind the fact that he's successful or owes money or spends money or does cool things. I'm not going to begrudge anybody because they live a cool life. But if you can't, he's just slimy. Slimy.
All right, next person in the spotlight here in the People in the News department. Let's see. Susan Westwood is her name. Anybody know who Susan Westwood is?
No, but I have Google.
I'll get there before you, Richie, but help yourself.
Tell me more.
She was fired from her job after a video went viral of her yelling at a black neighbor. She was let go from her job at Charter Communications because of her behavior toward two black women. The video, one of the black women posted on Facebook, Ms. Westwood, seen walking up to the two women in an apartment complex parking lot and calling them bitches, among other things. They tell Westwood to leave them alone. She keeps asking if they live in the apartment. This sounds like a story we had a week or two ago. She says to them, "I'm hot, I'm beautiful, I'm white. This is Myers Park, South Park. What are you doing here?" What? And then one of the women called the police.
Wait, what?
"I'm hot, I'm beautiful, I'm white," she says in the video. "This is Myers Park. What are you doing here?"
You know, there's so much wrong with that statement.
I'm hot, I'm beautiful, I'm white?
Are crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can be hot and beautiful. You don't have to be hot.
Yeah, but
you
all three be white of those indicate there's something wrong with you if you feel it necessary to proclaim them to two women who you don't know.
Right. You're 16, you're beautiful in your mind.
Yeah, do you realize how insecure you sound if you feel it necessary to proclaim to strangers those three things about yourself?
Let me tell you something. This woman was hammered. She had to be hammered.
Yeah. Drug is a skunk.
I was thinking the same thing. That's what you would hear someone yell as they're on the dance floor at a club. I'm hot. I'm beautiful. I'm white. Also, if she was really hot and beautiful and white, those things would be obvious just by looking at her.
By the way, I'm looking at her, and she's not hot, and she's not beautiful. She is white, however.
And she is a number of other things. And what does this company do that she works for when it says
Charter Communication? That's a Dish TV. They do the same thing.
Oh, Dish TV. Okay.
She doesn't work for them anymore. See you later, alligator.
She used to work for. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Right. They said it was cable.
A blatant violation of Charter's code of conduct and clearly disregards the company's commitment to inclusion and respectful behavior. You're fired!
Now, here's a conversation. I mean, if you're a high-up executive, yes, I get it. But if you're just kind of... This whole what you do in your personal life gets you fired from your job. In certain circumstances, I can understand that, and maybe even in this one. Mm-hmm. But it's like what you do on Facebook can get you fired from your job nowadays.
Yeah.
Because
you said to me any number of times, when you hire somebody, you check out all their social media, and if they're doing stupid stuff, you don't hire them.
I do.
Well, yeah, and so I think it's not so much what you do in your personal life. It's what you do in your personal life and then make public to everyone else.
But if somebody's there with a camera, they're going to make it public.
Well, it's something you have to be aware of now. I don't know if I agree or disagree with it, but I can't believe that people are still out saying this stuff when they can see someone filming them. I mean, someone's not filming you just to keep their personal records. They're going to put it somewhere.
Which proves she was hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This woman, I'm just reading what was coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
She was hammered.
I'm white. I'm beautiful. I'm hot. Ah. 16 and change past the hour in a moment. The latest from Sinead O'Connor here on the DJV program.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the latest from Sinead O'Connor. Everybody remembers who she is, right? Sinead O'Connor.
Why do we care about the latest from Sinead O'Connor?
Well, Richie, she announced yesterday that she's converted to Islam.
Oh, I saw this, yeah.
And changed her name to the Arabic word for martyr. She tweeted a picture of herself wearing a hijab. Is that right? It's a hijab. Hijab.
Right.
What do you call it?
Hijab.
Hijab. She was ordained as a priest by the Catholic sect during the 1990s. She's changed faith, and her name now is Shuhada David. She has children, right? How many children has she got? 4, looks like. 1, 2, 3, 4. She has struggled with mental health issues for years.
I refuse to wiki her.
Told fans, quote, "This is to announce that I am proud to have become a Muslim.
You know,
this
I'm
is a
really
natural conclusion of any intelligent theologian's journey."
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm not really surprised. She's had a lot of problems with the Catholic Church and with the Pope and with molestation and abuse, so I'm not really surprised she left that church to go somewhere else.
No.
I'm not sure that it's the natural conclusion of a spiritual journey, but I do think that it may be a natural pause or a stop on a spiritual journey.
I'm on a spiritual journey, but it isn't going to take me there. 21 past the hour on the DJ. Thank you, Rich. 21 after on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Change at the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, with the music of Justin Timberlake, who apparently is still having vocal problems. He had to postpone a couple of concerts as a result of his bruised vocal cords. He's trying to enjoy, at the same time while he's resting, the debut of his first book. Yesterday he tweeted, quote, "I won't say it out loud, because I can't, but I'm so excited this is hitting bookstores this week." Timberlake tweeted a picture of himself reading his new book called Hindsight and All the Things I Can't See in Front of Me. Hindsight is a collection of anecdotes and reflections that touch on his rise to fame, his relationship with other celebrities, and now he's juggling his passion for music with his newfound role as a husband and a father. He has a hot wife. Anyway, I don't know what the baby looks like. But.
Who's he married to again? What's her name?
Jessica Biel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, he does. Yeah.
Meanwhile...
Oh, he's so talented.
He is. He's very talented. And he's apparently a very nice person, a good human being as well. He's promised to make up the rescheduled Madison Square Garden shows that will now be happening. He's going to do them on his birthday in January, so he says. So, I wish him well. Hold on. I wonder if he has the... Well, Victoria Keelan doesn't have that same problem. She doesn't have bruised vocal cords. She's got bronchitis, which is a chest-lung thing, I think, isn't it? It's not your throat.
Oh, it's dreadful. And the coughing. And the thing that people forget about coughs until you have a cough is that it wakes you up all the time.
Yeah. She's had a bad cough for a while. Just hasn't happened.
And then she got on an airplane.
Yeah. All right, next up musically at 26 past the hour, Kiss is here. The announcement has come out about their North American dates for the so-called End of the Road Tour. 45 years on the road in full makeup, tall boots, elaborate costumes. Kiss says they're hitting the road for their final tour. Believe that when I see it. When they start, they're doing these 43 dates and they check their bank account at the end of the tour.
Right.
Here's my question, Rich. Maybe you'll know this better. I don't know if you're a Kiss fan or not. What do they play at their concerts? Because I hear about Kiss all the time. I know maybe 2 Kiss songs. So, do people know their entire discography?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They
have, I don't know, 7 or 8 hits, I guess. And then a lot of deep traps that their fans definitely know.
Yeah. But they're showboaters. Gene Simmons out on stage, come on.
It's good
Paul
fun.
Paul Stanley.
It's good fun. Here's my problem. My son loves ELO. Loves ELO.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him. Jeff Lynne, the only real member of ELO left, is touring. So I'm like, okay, you know, let's go see what tickets are. Any of these large venue shows anymore, you're $500. It's ridiculous. And I'm a guy that goes to small shows. I mean,
me too.
But it's almost at like $100 to go to even a small show now. I got tickets for like $35 the other day. That's the cheapest I've paid in years. And I go to a lot of shows.
Go see Jane the Americans. You can get in for $65.
That's still not cheap.
Nosebleed seats for ELO were $145.
That's awful. I wouldn't go.
Who believes this is Kiss's last tour?
Nobody's got any sense.
I just wish that they'd come out with shirts that say the retirement fund tour for all these bands. Yeah, that are like 60-something. And
current North America dates. Richie, they're going to be in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Dallas, Chicago, Detroit, Montreal, Boston, New York, and Miami. Scheduled for April 13th, final North American day in Birmingham, Alabama. One thing for sure is that this is the last tour. So Stanley says. So,
sure.
Of course it is.
Sure.
Don't they have like fires on stage, blow up pirates?
Yeah,
don't they have all that stuff?
Big into pyrotechnics, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. They said they performed
a fun show.
Hits from their expansive decades-long catalog, starting in 1974 through the 1990s. All right, so if you want to get in on the tour, tickets go on sale on the 31st of October. How about them apples?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wait a week. Come next week.
As President Trump and the First Lady prepare to head to Pittsburgh following the synagogue shootings on Saturday, which left 11 dead and 6 people wounded, former Tree of Life Rabbi Chuck Diamond says...
The focus this week is on the funerals. The focus needs to be on honoring the victims and giving the community a chance to heal.
The president still planning to go forward with his visit today as the first of the 11 victims of the massacre will be laid to rest. Suspected gunman Robert Bowers was in a federal courtroom yesterday charged with 29 counts. Authorities say a deadly shooting at a North Carolina high school yesterday was the result of bullying. The victim identified as 16-year-old Bobby McKeithen, a suspect the same age, is now facing first-degree murder. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program.
If you know, that was a quick. I swallowed that word quickly, didn't I?
Yes, I was eager to get to the next item of interest here. We're going to, because last day or so of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, going to talk about something called Mammosphere within a few moments. Meanwhile, back at the focus of what's in the world that we ought to be talking about on the DJV program. Jennifer off today. Victoria ill today. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. She sounds remarkably different than Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Rich McFadden, who's visiting. But this, you sound fabulously different.
Q-tips.
Yeah. All right. The business world, number of studies over the years to determine the what happens to people who win the lottery.
Mm.
The life-changing windfall that two people, I guess there were two winners of Powerball, and it was one winner of Mega Millions. He's got 900-something million, and I think the other two Powerball people split about $230 million apiece. So what do you do? Or how does it affect you? There's a study in the Journal of Personality and Social Science that is trying, or the article sort of gauges happiness by asking two different groups of people how happy they were. The first group, winners of the Illinois State Lottery, 22 of them, who'd won somewhere between 100 and a million, versus people who are accident victims with paralysis. Isn't it interesting? You won the lottery or you're paralyzed because of an accident.
Yeah.
Researchers asked how much pleasure people got from otherwise mundane everyday activities, watching TV, hanging out with their friends, hearing an especially good joke. Lottery winners rated their happiness at 3.3 out of 5, whereas the quadriplegics and paraplegics rated theirs at 3.48. Huh. All right, here's another bit of information from the same, I guess the same tree. This is from the National Bureau of Economic Research, studying 3,300 large prize winners. Researchers found that people's happiness was unchanged, especially if they won more than 100 grand. It did, however, and this study suggests that jackpot winners experienced sustained increases in overall life satisfaction that lasted more than 10 years. Life satisfaction refers to overall quality of life versus happiness, which corresponds to how a person feels every day. The study noted that winners might have bought a ticket because they were dissatisfied with their lives, which could have made them more likely to experience a change. All right. Here's one more study. This is, they used a postal code to select. This is in, I think this is in, I think this is in Germany, where they send out every week prizes distributed to various postal codes. This gave researchers a chance to delve into the happiness of winners, specifically in certain areas, potential jealousy of non-winners who live in the same neighborhood. The response, lottery winnings do not make households happier, nor do they make neighborhood households less happy. Okay. So what do we gain?
When you look up, all you have to do is Google the curse of winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Here's one guy, Jack Whitaker. The guy was a millionaire already, owned a construction company, but he lost his whole family after it because the greed just got... He says, since I won the lottery, I think there is no control for greed. I think that if you have something, there's always someone else that wants it. I wish I'd torn that ticket up.
Or
lost
you
his
think
whole
there's
family
somebody else.
They fought over the money.
Yeah, oh, well, that's lousy.
Yeah,
I think there are a lot of people who have money that think that people are always out to get it. And maybe that's true. There may be that. I think. But remember, thoughts are things. If you think everybody is after your money, you're going to attract people who are after your money. If you don't pay any attention.
That's true. But I think you're right, though. But I think there's an element of that people can be, which is why Maryland is one of the few states where you can be anonymous.
I know, yeah. South Carolina as well. The winner of the Powerball jackpot, nobody knows who it is because South Carolina doesn't require you to come forward.
Let me tell you something. Well, if I were to ever win anything like that...
Send somebody else.
Well, I would send somebody else out there. I would hire a firm to go get it. And it would be totally... I wouldn't even tell my... I would tell my immediate family, but that's it. Yeah. You would just... Doug, you would just go, I don't have a house payment this month. What happened?
Well, I said that to you last week.
Right, right. But I wouldn't tell you I sent it. I would not tell anybody. And I would take 95% of the money and put it somewhere where I couldn't get to it, where it just kind of get interest.
Yeah.
And then just buy the house. Because once you tell people, it kills you.
They're all
over. Absolutely. Yeah, I decided a long time ago, blind trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's another business item. Sam's Club, trying something different in its new Dallas location. They have no more cashiers. Sam's Club said it was opening its new store next week called Sam's Club Now, about one-fourth the size of the old Sam's Club warehouse. They were too big, the company found. The company says they want to have new technology, electronic shelf labels, operate a bit like a scan, the scan it yourself. You have those at Home Depot. You have them at the grocery store now, I think, too, right? I don't like them because, I don't know, how do you weigh a piece of broccoli at the self-checkout?
You put it on the scale, and there's you put in 4261, and it knows that it's broccoli, and it weighs 8 ounces, and the price is...
Here's the thing about this, and I like the idea, and I was in Home Depot on Saturday buying carpet tape, and it was great, and I used the self-checkout. But the thing of it is, with the Sam's Club thing, is that every time we do this, more and more retail workers lose their jobs.
Yeah.
And although we always hear about miners, which is, you know, a tragedy, it is in the retail area.
But let me tell you what's happening there, Victoria.
Workers are losing their jobs.
The retail workers are demanding $15 an hour, and some states are legislating it, and some companies, this is a direct result.
No, it was before the fight for 15. It was before the fight for 15. It was department stores.
Wasn't there an old slogan in America, $15 or fight? Wasn't that?
No, it was before the fight for 15.
But they knew it was coming, so they're like, okay.
It was a play on, you don't remember history, 15, 40 or fight. That was the, that's the line the Canadian border is on, 15, 40. Before we were trying to make...
Worthless information for me. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll stop that right now in a moment. We're going to meet Kristen Gardner, and we're going to figure out how it is that we can use this mammosphere that is showing up. Looks like something important. So we'll talk about the mammosphere in a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
This is a Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Stats show dementia affects up to 10% of seniors. And if you're worried about the condition and location of your loved ones, the Locate Motion Caregiver Watch is a GPS tracker for the elderly, kids, and caregivers. Naaman Jafar is CEO of Locate Motion.
We are literally helping families stay together. Wherever we have wireless coverage, we are able to track, locate, talk. So there's a number of features like making phone calls, locating them on 24/7, ability to actually track them historically, a route. You know, I can track them for the last couple of days, for the last 24 hours, the last 2 hours, where they have been, and you can remotely take a picture.
The Locate Motion Caregiver Watch is at locatemotion.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Joining us is Kristen Gardner, who's the Director of Consumer Products and Markets for Mammosphere. And this conversation ought to be something we don't have to wait for a special time, even though October has been, for the last number of years, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's a lot of new information from Mammosphere, showing that women who go for annual breast cancer screenings generally assume their doctors are familiar with their prior mammogram images. Interesting, Victoria Jones and I were talking about this off the air. She makes it her business to go to the same hospital all the time because she knows they have her records. Apparently this is a big problem. Kristen, why is it that these records are not easily transferable?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. It's a really great question, and a lot of women are doing what your co-host is doing in trying to make sure that they're seen at the same provider to make sure that their records are there. The unfortunate challenge in healthcare is that hospitals aren't always freely able to communicate with one another. They can be on different systems. They may have different machines that your images are scanned on. And so it is a challenge for them to communicate sometimes, especially when it comes down to breast imaging, because the files are so large. So they often are dependent on women driving from center to center to actually gather their own records, or they may have to do a lot of phone calls and faxing with one another and use courier services. So it is a real challenge for women, and which is incredibly important, I think, for women to understand, especially as we continue to be more and more on the move, and as consumerism is on the rise in healthcare, and we're starting to shop more for providers and trying to find the best bang for our buck in a doctor. It's important that women understand that they need to really take control of their breast health experience and make sure that they get copies of their records, which then allows them to get the best care wherever they're seen.
One of the things that I've had in my experience, my first and only wife died after 21 years of stage 4 breast cancer, which, as has been pointed out, many people who have cancer are caught too late. She'd had a mammogram, and they didn't show any problem. And about a month or two later, she had a pain in her back. And she went to have that checked out and found that in the 3 or 4 months since she'd had the mammogram, the cancer became visible and then went through all kinds of things, you know, mastectomies and lumpectomies. And she lost the lymph node. Spread it. She lost an arm. She had brain cancer. I mean, it was god-awful. And some of it was because the information they got from one person to another was wrong or just wasn't there. So let's talk about what mammosphere is and how it eliminates this kind of a problem, Kristen.
Absolutely. So I'm glad you bring that up, and thank you again for sharing that story. You know, you'll find there's probably not a single family in this country that hasn't been touched by breast cancer in one way or another. And I know, you know, I have close family members, and the Mammosphere team, we all have close friends and even personal experiences where, you know, you get an inconclusive result on a mammogram, perhaps because you're going to a specialist or you're looking for a second opinion, or maybe you just moved or were looking for something different. And you know, a good friend of mine, her doctor thought that he saw something, but without those prior mammograms available, he wasn't sure. So she actually spent days driving all across town, trying to get her images on a CD, running all over the place because she didn't want to have to undergo another biopsy. She had some breast cancer history in her past. And I just remember her calling us in tears in the office because she got all of these records over to her doctor, physically handed it over, and he'd gone home for the holidays. So she had to worry about whether or not she had cancer for the holidays. And, you know, this happens because when it comes to breast cancer screening, every woman is unique, so those past mammograms are so important. So Mammosphere, we're part of a company based in Massachusetts. Our founder is a breast health radiologist, and we aim to empower women to take control of those records by giving them the power to digitally get and store their own mammograms and to be able to send them to their doctor electronically without that hassle. But we're out here this month with a campaign called Where's My Mammogram? I would encourage all the women who are listening to go to www.mammosphere.com. The first step is to ask for your records, and we've set up a website to help women with a few tools, templates, phone call templates, email templates, just to help make asking for these records easy. We know it can be an overwhelming thought. So please go visit the website. We want to make this simple, and we're really just out here getting the message out at how important.
So it's mammosphere.com/ Where's My Mammogram? All right, mammosphere.com, Where's My Mammogram? Thank you, Kristen Gardner from Mammosphere. It's 10 before the hour.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You is a priority for me and us here, so we present proudly the Good Day Health programs that we have, the focus with various doctors, various points of view. Jack Stockwell is a stalwart. He is a standard of excellence, and he always has something to say about stuff that you're thinking about anyway. For example, the focus on coconut oil. I use coconut oil on my face. I used to cook with coconut oil, but then I read something that made me think I shouldn't be cooking with it, so I stopped. Now, you found out something about coconut oil. As a matter of fact, the reference that I see here is to it as a superfood. So what are the benefits? Where did the information come from that made it seem that it was bad? I mean, certainly if it's good for your brain, it ought to be something that we have in all of our diets, right?
Well, one of the things you've got to remember is that there isn't a whole lot of regulation in this area of the food industry. And, it's like the chicken people will come out and tell you red meat's bad. And then the red meat people will come out and tell you why it's not bad. And the coconut oil, as a part of the... It's probably... not probably. It is the most saturated fat of anything that Mother Nature makes on the planet. And that's why it was always such a good addition for chocolate back when you and I were kids. It's part of what made chocolate so delicious. And then the vegetable oil industry showed up and said, no, coconut oil is really bad, and coconut oil will give you heart attacks and stroke, which is absolute nonsense. And that battle has gone back and forth every few years ever since then. And the reason I brought it up again today is because there is an ingredient inside of coconut oil called medium-chain triglycerides, MCTs. They're short-chain fats, and it's the same kind of short-chain fats that's in human breast milk or mammal breast milk, whether it's a cow feeding her calf or a horse feeding a colt or whatever else, or a human feeding a baby. Those fats are absolutely essential for the development of the brain and the continued health of the brain. And so there's a lot of things. This Dr. Mary Newport, who is a physician for newborn babies, has popularized the idea of coconut oil as an Alzheimer's treatment because she started giving it to her husband, who had early onset symptoms of Alzheimer's and had some good success from it.
What does that mean? She had success. What does that mean?
He started to slow down in the onset of the symptoms.
It slowed it down.
It slowed it down. It didn't stop it, but it greatly slowed
it down.
So
is the thesis here that we ingest coconut oil from a younger age, and we cook in it, we fry in it, whatever it is, that we can get it into our bodies so that it will help us stall
people,
off?
People will put Alzheimer's. People will put a tablespoon of it in their coffee, or they'll put a tablespoon. Most really good quality coconut oil doesn't taste very coconutty at all. Most of the coconut taste is in the meat of the coconut. Mm-hmm. And so you can add it to salads. You can add it to your vegetables. You can add it to when you're roasting meats or whatever else that you might mm-hmm. be cooking.
I threw out a whole can of it because I thought I shouldn't be using it. So one of the important things as we wrap this up is to get organic, like anything else, I guess, under the circumstances, get organic
That's the best.
Coconut oil. Yep. All right, that brings me around to the success of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. If you've not heard me or Jack or anybody else talk about Texas Superfood yet, they've created a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powdered them, 55 of them, and now you can have them as a supplement by going to the website for Texas Superfood. It's pretty interesting and pretty easy. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and get these 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables to add to your routine. Texas Superfood Complete is a capsule. Along with it, you'll get a probiotic powder. Take them together, and man, will they enhance your immune system to the nth degree. Organic fruits and vegetables. Get them every day. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.